Yes, this church has a lot of taters in it. A few agitators, what we got in this place. Not me, but there are a few of you out there. Guys, today, we're going to start a new series. I have been asked a lot of questions of recent. A lot of it about the book of Revelation. A lot of it about heaven. The closer that we see the conditions of this world. Can you pay any attention to the conditions of the world right now? Watch them close. We get to thinking about heaven and hell. Two places when we take our last breath. Now, I've done several series on both of these places. I want to choose to go to a happy place. And that's heaven. But I may mention a little bit about hell in this series. But what I've done is I have compiled over the last several months a list of a lot of questions that people have asked me over almost 40 years of ministry about heaven. Now, when people ask me a question about heaven, some people just sort of have their own idea of heaven. Cannot necessarily back it up with Scripture, but they have their idea of heaven. And I don't know that there's anything wrong with that, because heaven's going to be a place where believers are going to be with Jesus. I don't know whether we're going to fish all day or what we're going to do, but the Bible has some real specific answers to some real specific questions about this place called heaven. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take two questions per week. I'm going to let you look at the question, and then we're going to look at the scripture to find the answer. Are you ready for the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready for heaven. I hope that the more you look at how crazy this world's getting, that you are to be excited about a place called heaven. But before I begin this series, let me say this. If it wasn't for a loving God, if it wasn't for a man called Jesus, and if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, heaven would not exist. Give God a hand of applause and praise. Answers about heaven. Here we go. First question, Larry. Is heaven a real, circle real, physical place? What do I mean by physical place? This is a physical place. You are on a map. You're at an address. This is a real physical place. See what I'm saying? So the question is heaven just a spiritual place, or is it really a location somewhere? Okay? Yes, it is. It is a location. We're going to take a look at it. Are you ready for the location? Let's go look at it. Here we go, Larry, with the scripture. Now, look. This is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. I use this scripture a lot when I do funerals, especially if it's a Christian person. Those of you who've ever seen me do a funeral, you'll see what I'm talking about when I get there. It says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is doing the speaking. He said, in other words, if you believe the Old Testament, see, we didn't have scripture at the time he spoke this. There wasn't no King James. There wasn't no New Testament. All we had was the Hebrew. So he says, if you believe in God, if you believe in what the Bible says already, then believe what I'm getting ready to tell you. You understand? Say amen. He's talking to his disciples, talking to an audience. He's getting ready to say something here that is earth-shattering. Look what he says. In my Father's house. Let me tell you this. If God builds a house, it's a house and a half. You understand this? He said, in my Father's house. Why did he use the word house? Some says mansions. See this? Huh? Alright? In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, some have said, oh, does that mean everything is just big in heaven? I don't know that that is exactly what that means, but heaven, in comparison to this world here, everything there is a mansion. You get the analogy there? It's bigger than life. No matter how brilliant, how big a homes you've seen in Hollywood, or wherever you've seen them, on TV or whatever, are not anything compared to what your room, your house, your mansion is going to be in heaven. Understand that? Understand that? In my Father's house are many. Thank God the word's many. I'm glad it didn't say few. Which few of us would be there? Many. Because we all want to be there. Hopefully. We all want to go at some point in time. When God calls me home. Heaven or hell? Why in the world would people choose hell? Why? I don't understand that. Some says, well, neither one of them's real. So, all I understand is the life I've got right now. My man, it's no wonder people kill themselves. No wonder people are depressed. Money can't buy you everything. Rich people kill themselves. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. Money ain't going to buy you happiness. Things are not going to buy you happiness. The only thing that's going to give you true happiness while you're on this planet is when you truly give your life to Jesus Christ and understand you're in a right relationship with Him, period. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, he said, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And when Jesus speaks, he's telling the truth. Okay? This ain't me up here saying this. This was Jesus saying this. Okay? Now, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for who? Who? All of us. Now, anytime I do a funeral for a Christian person, I say heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You ever heard me say that? I say it all the time in funerals. This is where I get it from. Because you got to be prepared. I mean, it's just not there just because you who you are. In a minute, we're going to look at something else about heaven. You just don't automatically go. Just because you're good or who you are or whatever, don't make any difference. Just because you come to church don't mean you've got a mansion in heaven. Church don't save you. Church is the place that you come because you're saved. Not that you worship the church. Church is a good place. I'm glad all of you are here on Saturday afternoon. This thrills my heart. I didn't have a clue what to say. This is fabulous, and I can't thank you enough for being here. And hopefully as time goes on, this thing's going to grow. We're going to get some faces in here that we don't normally see. This is what this is all about. When I get to heaven, I don't want somebody to say, you know, preacher, if you had anything other than Sunday morning, how may you have been there? Now, some would say that's an excuse, and it probably is. But we're all full of excuses. I mean, everybody here's got enough excuses to sink a battleship. So we've all got excuses. But here's the deal. I don't want you to have one when you get to heaven one day and say, you know, Cold Baptist Church never offered anything for me. Well, this is to reach out to people who work 7 days a week and maybe this is the only chance they can hear the gospel. That's what this is all about. That's the only reason we're doing it. So we're going to preach the gospel and make sure that people have every opportunity until I die. That's what I'm all about. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here's the name promise. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and will receive you unto myself. Where? That where I was am, there you may be also. Jesus says, you're coming with me. That's where I'm going to be. Everybody says, what's heaven going to be like? I said, I don't care. If Jesus is there, it's going to be a wonderful place. If Jesus is there, it's going to be a wonderful place. Jesus is a lot of fun. You study his life. He's good. He smiles. He reaches out to people. Jesus has even got a sense of humor. Do you think when he was walking on the water and Peter began to walk out there on the water, do you think Jesus like, oh, I'm going to have some fun with this guy? Yeah. He's even got a sense of humor too. I mean, Jesus is wonderful when you get to know him, get him off the page of a Bible, put a face to him, see his personality, and understand how much Jesus loves you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, you see where it says place up here in verse 2? In the Greek, that means a literal address. Heaven is real. Now, heaven, as I heard someone say the other day, heaven's up there. Good. Where's up there? I don't care. Someone asked my sister, where's up there? I said, what difference does it make? I don't know. I know I ain't here. That's all I know. So it's up there. Good. That's where I'm going. You'll see, Jesus went. You remember that? He ascended to heaven. Now, he is coming back for us. One day, we're going to spend a little time on this planet. And as you study Revelation, and as you see the holy city, which is just one part of heaven, it's going to be just hanging above the world while we do this 1,000-year millennium. But understand something, this. Heaven, wherever it is a real place being prepared for you as we speak right now. If you know Jesus Christ, give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, now let's go to the next question. What is the Lamb's Book of Life? And will my name be in it? It's a big question. Let's look at the scripture, Larry. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into anything unclean, or he that maketh an abomination and a lie, but only they that are what? Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What is this? Revelation talks about the only way that we can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Listen to me very closely. This is very important. We have a lot of different denominations. We have a lot of different religions that will tell you there's other ways to get to heaven other than Jesus Christ. Don't listen to that nonsense because it's nonsense. Okay? Listen to me closely. The only way that you're going to see whatever heaven is, wherever heaven's at, is when you believe in Jesus Christ. Because he says, Lamb's Book of Life, Jesus is the one who writes your name in the book. When does he write in there? In the time you bow your head. I don't care. You can be in the middle of the woods. You can be in church. You can be across the world. You can be 7 years old. 40 years old, you can be 110. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior at that moment in time, with his own blood, he writes your name in the book. And let me tell you this, when your name goes in there, nothing can erase it. What do you say to me? Why is that important? I tell you exactly why it's important. It's because we have to understand something, folks. Heaven is being prepared, as we just saw. It's being prepared by Jesus. Jesus is what heaven's all about. Now, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are going to be there in all of their reign. But understand this. When you look at the cross is the divider. And the cross is a decision maker what heaven is all about. If it wasn't for a man called Jesus and a hill called Calvary and an old wooden cross, the nails that went in that body, if it wasn't for all of that, it wouldn't care how big heaven is. It wouldn't care what streets of gold are in heaven. You would never see it. You have the opportunity to see it. You have the opportunity to be there for eternity because there was a man called Jesus. And the reason he's called the Lamb is because he laid down his life. No one took it. No one can take it. He laid it down. He did it by choice. He did it because he loved you and he loved me. And he allowed himself to be put through the worst pain that you can imagine. And it wasn't the nails that caused him the pain. It was your sin and my sin that he took to that cross. That's what gave him the pain. When he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The biggest thing about the cross is called forgiveness. Because Jesus paid the price. He has the right to hang on to the book. It's his book. It's his book. You're invited to be a part. You're invited to have your name put in that book. And your name is already there if you've accepted Jesus Christ. If you've made that public. We're getting ready to have an invitation to him. And people ask me all the time through the years, I don't understand this invitation thing. Why can't I just tell you at the church, hey, I'm going to join church. I'm going to be baptized. Why I got to come out there? That's real simple. Everything that Jesus did, listen to me closely, he did in a public way. Because he wouldn't see me. I mean, this man was almost naked going to the cross. People laughing at him, making fun of him. Even one of them that was hanging on the cross there said, look at Jesus and said, you know, all you're doing has been mouthing and mouthing and mouthing if you're some son of God. If you're some son of God, why don't you get us off here? I mean, this man literally went through hell, if you will, to save you from hell. And the only thing that he asked is that you never be ashamed of him. That's why we ask you to come upon the way. And all you got to do is just say, Brother Roger, I just want to accept Jesus. I want to be saved. Or maybe you've already done it, but you haven't made it public. You need to make it public. You need to make it public. You need to come and say, I'm not ashamed of the fact that I've accepted Jesus Christ in my life. Now, if you want to come be a member of this church, we'll baptize you. The Baptist has been saved. Isn't that why you've been more saved than me? But we do baptize people because Jesus was baptized. It just shows us and everybody as we celebrate that it's a symbolism that you go down an old person and you come up a new person. But they don't say the same thing in that water. All there is salvation is to truly, it sounds simple, but it is so hard because people just won't yield to it. And it's the fact that Jesus loved you. He died for you. He arose. Well, he was buried, of course, and then he arose from that grave. And he ascended 40 days later. And I tell you right now, just as I speak, you watch the news, you watch the Middle East, he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. There ain't time to mess around. Time's running out before the clock is ticking. You need to make public. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him? He loves you. He cares for you. Would you stand with me? Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Not made public their confession of Jesus Christ, and don't do that. They just have to come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved, or Brother Roger, I want to make public, but I've already confessed Jesus as Lord of my life. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. We're going to invite you to come. Maybe you just need a quiet time here. Maybe you're looking for a good church home, and you know we'll love you to death here. We're not big by no means, but what you see is what you get. We're good people. We'd love to have you there. Maybe you just need me to have a word of prayer with you. I would be glad to do that. But understand God's amazing grace today. It's in this place. Don't let time run out on you. You never know when you get an automobile whether you're coming home or not. Today is a day of salvation. Father, bless these moments. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, as every head bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name